live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
The Cambridge Half Marathon takes place on Sunday, the 6th of March this year. Mental health charity, the Charlie Waller Trust, are looking for people to run for them and help raise money for their really important work. And I'm really pleased that Richard Waller, Chair of Trustees for the Charlie Waller Trust, joins me on the line. Good morning, Richard.
Morning, Alex. Morning.
Now, before we talk specifically about the Cambridge Half Marathon, can you tell us a little bit more about the Charlie Waller Trust? Why was it set up?
Yes, it was. This is actually our 25-year anniversary. And it was set up in memory of my older brother, Charlie, who was a larger-than-life character, a strapping rugby player, life and soul of every party, great actor. And at the time he died, at the age of 27, he was flying high in his chosen career of advertising. And to the outside world, he had absolutely everything to live for. And unbeknownst to us, he was suffering from depression and tragically took his own life. And in hindsight, what we realized as a family and his friends is that he was exhibiting all the telltale signs of depression. And yet none of us had spotted it. And so that was the inspiration behind the trust, which was set up around our kitchen table by my parents and myself and my brother. And what we wanted to do was to make sure that people like Charlie, firstly, could overcome the stigma associated with depression and reach out for help, and that friends and families could recognize the telltale signs and ensure that person got help. And that really remains the heart of everything we do in our work.
That's really interesting that, I mean, awful, absolutely awful, but it was 25 years ago that you thought at the time that it was worth setting up this trust, because I think gladly mental health is being talked about more and more now, and we are aware, and especially with COVID, that you know, I'm sure it's increased a lot of issues around mental health. So it's really good that you've been going for 25 years, and that's something really to celebrate, but to be really proud of, that you are already working towards this. And what exactly does the trust do?
Yeah, so our focus is on young people. And we work in schools and we work in universities and further education colleges. Those are our primary areas. And what we do is we have expert trainers, a team of over 40 trainers, and they go into schools and they go into universities and colleges, and they help train staff, they train pupils or students and parents as well. And the object is to raise awareness so that young people and those who care for them understand the illness. They understand it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's not a character flaw, it's an illness. And we try and give them the tools to cope and address it. And as you say, I think over the last 25 years, the progress that has been made in terms of people beginning to be able to talk about it freely without shame is fantastic. And one of the things I look at sometimes are the statistics that come out now, and one keep people talk about tsunamis of mental health problems and these sorts of dramatic phrases. But I think one's got to recognize that part of it is a good news story, because people are getting help, and in the past they would have just suffered in silence. So part of this, undoubtedly to me, is a sign of progress. But there are obviously a lot of pressures in today's world that didn't exist 25 years ago that are putting a lot of pressure on young people. So there's an enormous amount of work still to be done.
You're absolutely right. And I say something that we should never think that the job's done and go away. It's an ongoing thing, isn't it? And I think you've been doing some work at the university too.
Yes, that's right, Alex. We have some trainers who are working with Cambridge University at the moment. They've done a big mental health audit recently. And we're one of the charities involved in helping them take this forward. And one of the initiatives that we are bringing in is what we call our university's mental health toolkit, which is a very in-depth resource that helps universities and further education colleges turn their policies and working practices into things that create a very positive mental health and mental well-being environment at their institutions. And that's something that we're about to launch at the beginning of March, hopefully coinciding with the marathon itself.
Oh, that sounds really interesting and a really useful tool too. So how can people get involved? And specifically for the half marathon at the moment, the Cambridge Half Marathon, which is in March, which I believe you're doing yourself.
I am doing it myself. And I've managed to persuade some of my children, two of them, to run with me this year. So we are one of the national charity partners for the event. And we have 75 places given to us, which is fantastic. So we're trying to encourage as many people as possible to sign up, which they can do by going to our website, which is charliewaller.org. And on there, there's a big button that you can click and you can register. I'm afraid it does cost £30 to register, but that gets you a shirt to run in. And what we ask of our runners, if possible, to try and raise as much as £250 each for the charity if they can. And it should be a wonderful day with 75 Charlie Waller runners at least in our livery, which is a rather nasty teal and orange. we should be quite visible. I ran last year as well and the year before, which was since we've been doing it. And there's a fabulous sort of team atmosphere. And although it is tiring, I can't pretend it's not.
Yeah.
It's a really fabulous atmosphere, and everyone is so delighted at the end as you stand there, and it's a really special day. So I really encourage anybody who's got any interest. I mean, you don't have to be a runner. If you just want to get fit, you've got enough time now to get fit before the event and come and join us. You know, help raise awareness for mental health and raise a bit of money for us. It'd be fabulous. Oh,
that sounds brilliant. And those people sign up, you'll get talking to them and they'll become part of the team, won't they?
Absolutely. So once you sign up, the signing up on our website is the first stage, and then we look after you and help you through the process thereafter. And you're part of the Charlie Waller team. Absolutely.
Well, that sounds
and hopefully you'll remain part of the Charlie Waller community. I mean, that's, I think, one of the things that I love about our charity is that people who do things for us and support us do actually become part of our community. And we try and do as many events as we can over the period. And I think people enjoy being part of our community.
That sounds great. Now, if someone has already signed up for themselves as a runner for the half marathon, but still hear this and want to get involved, is there a way of sort of getting involved anyway?
Absolutely. So if you go back onto our website, when you go to the half marathon page, the first thing you get given is an option. And you either are someone signing up for the first time, or you're an existing runner who's signed up and want now to support the trust. And that gives you, there's an option there. You can click the relevant button. And then you can run for us, which would be great.
Brilliant. So that's definitely ways to do it. So if anyone is out there who is already training for the half marathon but hasn't thought about the charity, perhaps they would like to consider the Charlie Waller Trust and the great work you do for mental health. If someone wants to just get involved in other ways, where should they look? On the website?
Yes, on the website is a very good way. That will give you a lot of information about the other events we're doing. If you want to help in a volunteering capacity, then there are numbers on the website that you can call. We have a very friendly team who'd be delighted to hear from you. And, you know, any fundraising ideas anyone has to try and raise a bit of money, it is always obviously massively appreciated. So that's another way of doing it.
Could you just remind us again of the website and also the closing date for those people signing up for the Cambridge Half Marathon?
Yes. Yeah, so the website is thecharliewaller.org is our website, or just type Charlie Waller into Google and it will come up, the Charlie Waller Trust. And the closing date for the half marathon entry is the end of this month. And that is because we think you probably need at least a month just to start jogging and then getting rid of the cobwebs.
I'm going to say yes, maybe a little bit more. but yes, I'm sure those that have done a little bit of jogging, a little bit of running, this should be fine for them, really.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too frightened of it. You don't need to break records.
Yeah.
It's about taking part. And a great friend of mine did it a couple of years ago, and about a week before, he hadn't done a lot of training and he pulled a calf muscle.
Oh, no.
But he ended up just walking it.
Yeah.
So he wanted to remain involved. So it doesn't have to, you don't have to be Mo Farah. You don't have to break records. Just come and join in.
I was cheering for people for the last half marathon, which took place much later in the year. And the atmosphere there was absolutely incredible. And as you say, seeing people going around in all states of fitness, walking, running with friends on their own. It was just so inspiring. So yeah, if anyone's thinking about it, I would highly recommend it.
It's brilliantly organised. It really is a fabulously well-run event. So it's everything about it, it's very positive. And it's very flat. That's the great
yes.
joy of it.
Yes.
Very flat, not many hills. You do run through a couple of colleges, which are fabulous or inspiring.
Yeah, yeah, wonderful. Well, thank you very much for that, Richard, and good luck with your run, and good luck for the Charlie Waller Trust getting lots of people to run for you. And I will be there cheering, so I will look out for you and I'll give you a massive cheer.
Great, we'll come to the finish as well at the end and see us.
I will, definitely.
Well, Alex, thank you very much for having me on and letting me talk about our trust.
You're very welcome, and maybe you can come back and tell us about any other events you've got or some of the work that you do.
Brilliant, love to.
Cambridge 105 Radio.